For the last few weeks, you have studied the book of Genesis. You've gone through different chapters, and today we get to the big reveal. We get to that moment when everything leads to the big reveal. If you remember back in chapter 37, Pharaoh had a dream, and he called people before him to interpret this dream. And everything from that point led to this moment. It was this moment in which God uses to bring about his message. It is the power of that dream. It is the power of that dream that leads to Christ revealing the important message of forgiveness. You see, today's story is all about forgiveness and living God's forgiveness in our life. I remember a story when I was younger, and I grew up in a family of 11. There were five boys, and we would get in trouble pretty often. And I remember Dad sitting us down on the living room couch, and he would say, whenever two of us would be fighting with each other, he would say, "You're going to sit there until you can forgive one another. And I don't care if it takes you all day, all week, or all month, you will sit there." Well, it never lasted past dinner time because we all like to eat too much. So for some reason, we would always learn to forgive one another. Let's look at today's gospel story for a moment. It is the big reveal of that question that Pharaoh had, but it is a much deeper story. Whenever God gets involved in something in our life, there is a much deeper story that goes with what goes on the surface. You see, this surface story was that Joseph was going to interpret the dream and going to tell Pharaoh what was going on. But instead, the story really had to do with his family and the power of God's forgiveness in that family. Here's where we pick up the scene. Joseph, sitting as a ruling elder, his brothers come into him and they are afraid. Joseph goes before him and says, "It is I. It is Joseph. I am the one that you sold to Egypt." I don't know about you, but had I sold my brother and tried to get rid of him, I would have been a little afraid, seeing that he now had power. And that's the way the brothers responded. The brothers all of a sudden are all upset to the point they couldn't even talk to him because they were afraid that he was going to get even. They were afraid that all of a sudden their plan of action to get rid of him wasn't going to happen. That all of a sudden there was going to be a consequence that needed to be paid because they were looking at it from the human level. They knew that on the human level, Joseph would have wanted to get even. But here we see the power of God's forgiveness. Here we see Joseph say, "It is I. It is your brother. I just want to make things whole again. It's not about revenge. It's not about getting even. It's not about the things you have done for me. It is about God's forgiveness. And at this point, I want you to know that I forgive you. I want you to know that we can once again be whole." And so he asks the question, "Is my father still alive? Are we still a whole family? Is everyone still together?" His brothers are still caught up in the fact that they are waiting for that other shoe to drop. Like we do too often in life, when things look too good, we wait for that other shoe. What's around the corner? What's going to happen next? But Joseph doesn't falter. He never falters in his faith. He knows that he was there to bring forgiveness. He knew that he was God's instrument of peace, instrument of love. He was the thing that was going to reunite this family together. And so he reaches out and he hugs his brothers. And he says, "Don't worry yourself. It isn't about what you did to me. It isn't about the fact that you sold me to Egypt. God brought me here. God brought me here to save people, to show you the power of His forgiveness, to show you the possibility of what love can do in a family. And so He reaches out and He hugs each and every one of His brothers. And He says, go and bring your father here. We are only in the second year of a 7-year famine, but I am going to take care of you. God's love is much bigger than you could ever imagine. Bring him here. And again, I will show you the power of that love. For the next 5 years, you will be fed and you will be close to me and we can be a family together. You see, it isn't about getting even. It is about showing them the power of what God's love can really do in their life. What a wonderful story. What a wonderful thing for Joseph to be able to do to forgive his brothers for the very act that got him where he was. Who knows how easy or hard that road was for Joseph, but at this point he knew that this is what God had called him to. And so he turns to his brothers and he says, God sent me here. You didn't send me here. God sent me here to save people. It was through his love and his forgiveness that there will be a new order. There will be a family held together. We see just the way that God has called Joseph to this forgiveness and love. He calls each one of us through our baptism. He calls us to go out to the world and be instruments of his forgiveness, to forgive the things that people do against us, to show them the power of God's forgiveness. You see, without forgiveness, we can't truly love someone else. If we're holding a grudge, if something's bothering us, or there is something in the way, then we can't truly love the way that God has called us to love. And so he calls Joseph to forgive his brothers, to rise above the act that they had done, and to show them the power of God's love. Well, he calls each one of us to do that in our lives. Who is it that we hold a grudge against? Who is it that keeps us from loving the way that God has called us to love? Today, Christ calls each one of us to forgive our brothers, to forgive those who have wronged us, to show them the same forgiveness that Christ gives to us. Each and every time God forgives us, he fills us with his love. He allows us to be his instruments one to another through the power of forgiveness. May we learn from Joseph that it isn't about the act that someone had gotten over one on us. It isn't about getting even. It isn't about trying to make the natural order even. It is actually about showing God's love in the face of adversity. It is about rising above those wrongs and forgiving that other person and showing them that Christ, no matter what, can forgive them, can love them, and can make things whole again. May we pray for a heart like Joseph's. May we pray that Christ will fill us with his Holy Spirit and give us the ability to forgive when forgiveness isn't called for. The ability to make families whole again through the power of his love. And may Christ use our hands and feet today to build his body of Christ stronger and better through the power of his love and forgiveness.